On Terrio's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, that was Sidewalk Prophets and Don't Sweat It. Hey, David Mann is here for another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. We have Rick Buck. He is the regional director of the Fellowship of Evangelical Baptist Churches in Ontario, formerly the lead pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Pastor Rick, we know that as followers of Jesus, our authority is the Bible. How are the scriptures reliable, and to what extent do we plead our lives on them?
So the reality is that the Bible professes itself to be a divine book. It's God revealing himself to us. So there is an element of faith that is required to accept that. You can't get around that. Either you accept that God is speaking through the scriptures or he's not. But as it relates to at least looking at the Bible and treating it as a credible source, what I would tell you is this. The Bible as an ancient piece of literature is more attested, better attested, than any piece of ancient literature. It has more copies, more verification of its authenticity than you can speak of in terms of any other piece of ancient literature. So if we're talking about just that it's a reliable record of the original writings, I think there's lots of demonstration that you can make of that. Then as to whether or not you will accept what it says and believe what it says and believe what it says about itself, that it is the very revelation of God himself, that in the end is an act of faith. You know, I've been a Christian for most of my life now and have read the Bible many, 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 many times. And I would say, you know what, my experience is that the Bible is what it says it is. It is the very revelation of God. And so, you know, I have confidence in that, but I recognize that that is an act of faith, me trusting in what God has said about his own Bible.
And just how about the whole counsel of God? How do you tell someone, you know, they might counter and say, okay, I hear what you're saying there, that you have to accept this as a divine revelation, but then, you know, undisputedly that the records were recorded within like limited time compared to many other documents like Plato and all sorts of other philosophers. But then how do you then justify the whole counsel of God, that you're not just, you know, taking something out of context from the Old Testament or from the Apostle Paul, but that it all stems back from God?
And that, the cool part about that is that, you know, it's like all conversations, right? Like you and I have this conversation and there's a context to the conversation. And I could say to you, well, yeah, David, you took these words that I said out of context. And that's the great thing, you know, about the Bible, or you're not to. Yeah, you shouldn't, right? And we don't appreciate it when people take a snippet of what we say and they may take that and run with it and they sort of build something around it. We say, look, you're wrong. You took my words out of context. And I would say the same argument is there for the Bible. We get to go back and constantly go back and reflect and review and say, okay, were we fair with the Bible itself and its context? Because people can make it say whatever they want it to say, right? In the communication we have in our personal conversations, it's also critical in studying the Bible. And people who take what I call a cut-and-paste approach to the Bible have a fascinating way of ending up with a vision of God that looks just like them, right? And it really is, you know, a manipulation of the voice of Scripture rather than letting the Scripture freely speak and shape their life, God himself revealing himself through the Scripture. So we can all distort the Bible and take it out of context, but the cool part is if we come back to it again and again and study it in its greater context, its chapters, its verses, its chapters, its book, you know, context, its, you know, New Testament context, Old Testament context, that will help us to be fair in our way, in our interpretation of it, and really get to the clarity of what it actually says, what God has said through it.
Okay, quite a challenge to know your Bible better. I think that's what I'm hearing right now. Pastor Rick, appreciate this. We're going to get back to the tunes. We've got one from Danny Gokey, his latest track, after Aaron Bucks and Royal Taylor is next.